What I used to do, I used to walk when I was young. That's how I made my spending money when I was a teenager. I run a trap line, had about 80 traps in here. And it's a walk from this little road all the way to that little levee way down there. It was about, 2 miles? It's a walk down the marsh in short boots. You just knee boots. Run my trap line and come back. Sometimes I'd have, 10, 12, up to 30 muskrats, just depends. But now if you did it, well, I'll put it to you like this. I wouldn't even try to do it now because you'd probably bog down to your neck. There ain't nothing left out there but a few little bit of grass. You see it in pylons over there? To the left right there, kind of close right here. And then to the right, you see like a rectangle way out there. Way, way, way out there. That's where Schofield Beach was at. But like I said, back then it was all land. All the way out there, and he had canals, and then he had bays. I mean, the biggest bays back then would be right on the other side of this little bit of grass, and a little strip of grass right there. That was big bays back then. Okay, that was bays. Now, actually, what you're looking at is Gulf of Mexico on the inside of the Schofield Beach, which now is a sandbar. But back then, we used to go out there, and it was really big. It was probably biggest beerus from this levee to that levee. We used to go out there on a skiff and spend a night and a whole weekend on a boat and fish flounders and at night and in the daytime with just regular fishing poles and all. We used to catch baskets full of fish right off the beach. But it was pretty then, but I mean now it ain't got no more. Where the canals used to be back then, you can't even go where the canals used to be back then because of the way the tide falls in and out, it filled in a natural canal. So you pretty much got to go new routes. See those little short pylons right here? Right there close? Right there with a little strip of thing? That was a camp right there. And that was a camp people used to go and have a good time on the whole weekend. It was a nice camp. Now it's in the middle of that all that water right there. But I mean, that was a big adventure back then for people that live right here. Used to go right there, spend all weekend, have a good time, fish. You didn't have to go far to catch no fish back then because you had all those little estuaries in the marsh, and you'd go, it'd be right there. And to run a outboard motor, didn't need to. You paddled. Used to be an old man, used to live out there from here halfway to Schofield. Used to call him Goyo. Used to paddle a rowboat from here all the way out there to a camp, which would be in the middle of that big giant bay out there right now. Used to paddle. My grandpa used to, when we had the skiff and we'd be going out there to the beach, to Schofield or whatever sometimes, see old Goyo rowing. Sometimes he'd throw a rope to him and pull him. Sometimes old Goyo didn't want a rope. He just paddled himself. I mean, that's how he kept his exercise, But that's how he got around. And that's what he used to do. He used to just live off the land. He used to fish crabs, oysters, and ain't like no big oyster boats today. Come in with all kind of sacks. He might have in a week, 5 sacks. He'll come in here and he'll sell them on a dock right there and make his little bit of money and go by the store right there. He used to walk by the store, come put his groceries in there and go on back out there. That's how he did it.